This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil Summers. We've got Waddle on our board today, Jansen on our phones, and the phone number you need to call is 877-881-1053. You can also fan text us at 43733. We're going to be here answering all questions concerning cars until 10 o'clock. And you can always fan text, but we prefer phone calls because, number one, if we have any follow-up questions, you're right there on the phone and we can ask them. And number two, then you're not texting while driving.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very
good idea.
And
that makes
show.
Tammy happy.
That's right. You can also call AutoFlex. What are those phone numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. You know, you can also go to AutoFlex.com, see all our great cars there. Maybe more importantly, or as important though, any of the stories we do, plus a lot more stories, can be reached through AutoFlex.com by either clicking on the Facebook or the Twitter. And we publish the stories we do here on the air and a lot of other auto news.
And this just in, we now have our podcasts available on iTunes.
That's correct.
And you can access those from AutoFlex.com. Go to the Facebook page.
Got a big show this morning. First guest is going to be Dave Ruggles. Dave is an automotive writer, recently quoted in Ward Automotive, and Dave will be talking a little bit about used car leasing. And then right after the half hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Nelson. Sean is the tight end for the Buffalo Bills, second-year tight end, and really, really an interesting guy, and one of our customers also. So Sean Nelson from the Buffalo Bills will be joining us. Let's hear the crowd cheer again. Great. Right after the half hour.
Woo!
Do the wave.
That's right. Yeah, we've been doing our superstars with supercars because AutoFlex does deal with a lot of pro athletes. So we always talk to them and find out what kind of car they got and what their favorite car is and all that good stuff. So today's superstar with a supercar will be Sean Nelson.
They always have something interesting to say, too. Good personalities and funny little things to say.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what Sean has to say.
And we always ask him what's the fastest they've ever driven. And so far, 170.
170
has been the top.
That's fast enough.
It's really fast.
Yeah.
That was Vernon Davis and Flozell Adams. But maybe we'll see today if Sean Nelson has actually outrun him.
That's right. And to lead off with, I found a really interesting story online this last week on phone apps that you can download to help save you gasoline.
Which
everyone's a little concerned with right now, given that gasoline is the price it is. So these are apps that help conserve gas and save money at the pump. And the number one app they list is called Gas Buddy. And the app from GasBuddy.com maps and lists gas stations in your area, and they can be sorted by distance or by cost. So that makes it pretty easy. Listings are updated by users who earn points toward prizes with each update that they do. So it's a free app, and it works with an iPhone operating system 3.0 or later, or an Android 1.5, and you can go to www.bottlerocketapp.com, and that's bottlerocketapp.com for the Gas Buddy app.
You also have Gas Hog. This app allows you to track the fuel economy of your car with each fill-up. It shows historical fuel economy statistics, and it gives you tips for improving your car's fuel economy. It's only 99 cents, and of course, you can't even get the latest Justin Bieber download for that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's also compatible on iPhone 3.0 and later. That's at AdairSystems.com.
Very good. How about Gas Cubby? Now, this one's $4.99.
Better be good.
Yeah, well, that's about what you're going to pay for a gallon of gas next week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Gas Cubby will help you track your gas mileage. It'll also keep track of your vehicle's maintenance schedule and send you service reminders. You can also download a free version, which works the same way, but you're going to get some advertisements along with it.
That's compatible
with operating system 3.0 or later on the iPhone, and you can get that at appcubby.com/gas/index.
Okay. Go to our website.
Yeah, yeah.
Information.
You can find this on autoflex.com.
Here's an app, Fuel Finder. This app uses data on gas prices and geolocation from gasbuddy.com to show you pricing and locations of gas stations near you. With this Fuel Finder, you'll also find out information about the gas station, whether there's a car wash, ATM, food mart, maybe you can find out if they have chili dogs, and approximate time to get to the station from where you are. It's $2.99, and that doesn't even buy you a gallon of gas these days. And, of course, it's compatible with the iPhone and 3.0. 1.3 or later. That's at bottlerocketapps.com.
All right. How about iGasUp? This app has pricing on 110,000 gas stations and gets its pricing data from credit card transactions that are updated in real time. Upon launch of the app, the 10 cheapest gas stations closest to your location show up in order of lowest to highest price. It's 99 cents and is compatible with iPhone operating system 2.2 or higher, and you get it at iGasUp.com.
I like that. Again, these are all apps that can help you save money on gas.
Now, here's one, Carticipate. Now, this is an app that enables ride sharing with your network of family, friends, and coworkers. I don't know how much ride sharing goes on in Texas, but you could post your ride and the app will match you to local participants that are going your way. It's free and compatible with the iPhone.
And
it's available on Facebook.
And I really like this one. This is called TripTech, and it's a useful app for locating gas stations and seeing pricing information. It's extremely useful if you're a AAA member because it'll also give you route maps and AAA locations and neat stuff like that. And that's at RouteMasterAAA.com.
So that's designed if you're 60 and over.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Here's another one. It's called Waze. That's W-A-Z-E. Avoiding traffic is one of the best ways to save on gas, I guess, where you could just stay home. This app uses real-time traffic updates from other users to help you steer clear of traffic snarls. So it reports traffic jams, accidents, police traps, and road hazards. It's similar to check-in sites and apps. Waze offers badges and discounts for reporting. It's free and compatible with iPhone.
And anyone out there, by the way, that does see the local constabulary giving out driving awards, you're welcome to text in or call in. Mm-hmm. Let us know where they are giving out those driving awards, and we'll share that with the other listeners. Okay, right. Moving right along. Sort of the same thing, Google Maps Navigation. And this is the beta. This is the second Google Maps Navigation. And it's updated its Android app to offer alternate routes to traffic pileups. Now, the original app would show you where the pileups were. The beta version will show you where the pileups are and give you a roundabout way to get around that, a detour. No download necessary. Android will push the update to your phone automatically. www.google.com/mobile/navigation.
Now here, I like this one. This one's called Route For Me, and that's route with the number 4, me. This app optimizes your route when traveling to multiple destinations. Now, we've said this on the air before. To save fuel when you're running your errands, you should go to the furthest point out and work your way back. So this will optimize your route when traveling to multiple destinations. It'll allow you to enter up to 200 addresses per route.
Wow.
I don't have that many
errands. A lot of errands.
Yeah.
That'd be a long weekend, wouldn't it? So it claims that the routes are usually 25 to 35% shorter after being optimized. And that's at RouteForMe.com.
Good stuff. So again, if you want to download any of those gas-saving apps, all you have to do is go to AutoFlex.com.
Let's cover a couple because we've gotten a ton of fan text in already. One, what is gap insurance? I was told by the bank they wouldn't approve my loan if I didn't get it. Mm. Gap insurance is, that's a little unusual, but I don't blame them. It's smart.
It depends. Well, you know what? If they were like over advancing, I can see why they would do that.
Certainly. Here's the thing. Gap insurance covers the difference in what your insurance company pays and what your payoff is, really simply. Your insurance company pays what the car's worth. Your loan is what it is. You may not have paid your loan down to the worth of the car. In fact, most car loans don't pay down to an equity part in the car for between 3 and 4 years.
Your car depreciates much more rapidly than you can pay your note.
So what gap insurance does is if your payoff is $20,000 and the car's only worth $18,000, gap insurance pays that $2,000 difference.
If you totaled the car.
If you totaled the car, if it's stolen, if it's gone for any reason. So right. Gap insurance is great. You should have it. Mm-hmm. Almost in every case, certainly on every lease we do has gap insurance already built into it.
And if you do a retail loan, if you don't put money down, definitely get your gap insurance. But if you've put 20% down, you're probably okay without it.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Here comes, does all Texas gas for gas stations originate in Oklahoma? And does it all come from the same distribution center despite brand names such as Exxon, QT, et cetera?
Well, it doesn't originate there. It goes to Cushing, though. Cushing, Oklahoma.
Okay.
That's the hub, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it goes out from there.
And you see all of these different gas trucks lined up at this huge distribution center with names like Texaco, Shell, and Exxon on them, getting gas out of the same big tanks.
And then they add their additives and cleaners and all that kind of stuff. That's where it changes. But, you know, Exxon pumps it all into the same place and then Shell pulls out some Exxon gas, and Exxon pulls out some Shell gas, and then they add their own goofy stuff to it.
Hello, that worked out well.
That hurt. It made it their own.
That must mean that Dave Ruggles is on the line.
Maybe so.
All right, let's check in.
I've been learning a lot here just listening to you guys.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi. I've been wondering if my brother that works for ConocoPhillips at a refinery in Sweeney, is that gas sent to Cushing before it comes to Dallas?
Yep.
It's Cushing. Uh-oh.
Everything goes through the distribution center up there.
In Oklahoma.
Which is where Dave's from, actually.
Oh, okay.
So this is
me too.
Dave Ruggles from the Ruggles Report. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, Dave.
Hey, glad to be here.
Dave recently was quoted. Well, he's always quoted.
We quote
everywhere.
Him a lot.
We quote him a lot. But he was recently quoted in Ward's Automotive, and he writes for Ward's Automotive along with a number of other publications. But this time it was about used car leasing, which is something near and dear to our hearts. Dave, do you want to sort of give everyone an idea of what's going on in the used car leasing field right now?
Well, we had a situation in 2008 where used car leasing virtually disappeared. And there were a number of reasons for it. It really didn't have anything to do with any kind of indictment against pre-owned leasing in the first place. It had to do with the general issues and problems with the residual hits that some of the lenders were taking and with the asset-backed securities market meltdown.
Right.
So, and if I could, the residual hits you're talking about on a lot of lenders had enhanced or raised the residuals on their cars to make their leases seem more attractive, mainly the captives. And then when the market, when gasoline went up and people quit buying cars, especially the large gas-eating kind of cars, the value of those cars dropped rather quickly. So then they were losing a lot of money at the end of those leases on those new vehicles.
They didn't even have to enhance them to lose money, but go ahead.
Now they're doing well.
Yes.
But you don't see the publicity on that. If they lose $100 million, you'll see that in the news media.
Right, but not when they're making money.
No, that's a secret.
Yes.
So anyway, as you said, in 2008, it virtually went away.
Well, it did, and part of it was the fact that our good friends at Residual Value Insurance Company, interestingly enough, that company is owned by one of your favorite people, Dave, George Soros.
Yeah, I know.
I say that tongue-in-cheek. But they pulled residual value insurance from pre-owned leasing, along with some other stuff.
Right.
The whole industry was in a panic, as you know.
Yeah, I was there.
Unbelievable.
And Soros also owns PBS. Everyone should know that.
Public broadcasting
system.
Bought and paid for, huh?
Anyway, yeah, but our good friend Renee Abdullah at Residual Value Insurance Company now has come out and said that he would really like to see a lot of people in the used car leasing business because, tell him why, Dave.
Well, it's a lot easier to predict residual values on vehicles to where the initial depreciation has already been taken by somebody else.
Right.
And, interestingly, all pre-owned vehicles don't lease well. But it's easy for people who know where and how to look to identify the ones that lease really well, and in some cases, some lease better than they should, because as you know, it's all about, you know, what it can be capitalized for and what the residual value is. So if you can search the market for vehicles that have the least amount of depreciation to be calculated into the lease, you have a winner.
Hey, Dave, we're up against the clock here. Could we take a break and come back in just a minute with you?
Great, because I got a cup of coffee. I'm in good shape.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back with you.
Everybody hold on.
That's right. Stay tuned. More with Dave Ruggles from the Ruggles Report and Saturday Morning Test Drive.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your hosts David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, and me, Sybil Summers. Important phone numbers you need to know, 877-881-1053 is the number here to the studio. You can also send us fan text messages at 43733, and you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, or to get the stories that we're doing here on the air and lots of other car news, you can go to AutoFlex.com, where you can see our great pre-owned cars and see all of the news stories we do on our Twitter or Facebook feeds.
Now, we are talking to an auto industry insider. He writes the Ruggles Report. Let's welcome back into the folds Dave Ruggles. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
How's the coffee?
Great music, by the way.
We've been working on our music.
Don't work on it anymore. It's perfect.
Okay.
So, Dave, what do you see as far as used car leasing? Do you see some other people looking at it now, or people interested in it, given that it's a good way to save some money if you're a consumer and a smart way to put some money on the street if you're a lender?
Yeah, we hear rumors that I hesitate to talk about publicly, but one of them might even be headquartered in Dallas, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good.
So I have to be nameless at this point.
I understand.
I might put a jinx or a hex on the whole deal.
Wouldn't want that. No.
No.
I know that we have some other friends, you and I do, that are very expert at this, but what do you see right now from what we can tell coming out of Japan? What do you see the effect of the tsunami and the earthquake as having on the automotive business here in the United States?
Without a doubt, it will have an impact. I don't think it will be anywhere near what has been predicted by the most alarmist of those people who are talking about it. The Japanese people are amazing.
They really are.
Incredibly resilient. They live in a team effort environment that is beyond understanding, I think, unless you've actually lived amongst it. And I'm always amazed by it.
But very honorable people. Sorry.
But it's not going to be anything earth-shattering, I don't believe.
Okay. I can see maybe components as being more affected than automobiles themselves.
So the repairs.
Of course, without the parts, you can't make the car. And you're absolutely correct that many components come from that particular area of Japan that was devastated.
Well, and not only on automobiles, I mean, components for telephones, semiconductor components for security systems and for electronics, for TVs, a lot of stuff, right?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. But I think you will see an incredible effort on the part of Japanese, and it goes beyond money and profit. It's a matter of national pride.
Yes, pride and honor. They're very honorable people.
And you spent...
They refused to fail.
You spent some time over there, didn't you, Dave?
Well, my wife and I have a house there in Nagano.
You do?
Do you speak Japanese?
Skoshi.
Oh, wow. That's
what does that
impressive.
Mean, a little bit?
Very little bit.
Skoshi.
I know the important things, like Nomi Hodai means all you can drink, and Tabi Hodai means
perfect.
All you can eat.
All you can eat, all you
great.
Can drink. That's important
sound like
to
a
know.
Good tour guide.
So, what do you see? What do you see happening next, Dave? As far as the automotive leasing industry and used car leasing industry, but the automotive industry in general. You know, gasoline's going up. Do you see it following the same path it followed in 2008 when gasoline went up, or do you see a little different outcome right now?
Do you see the big knee-jerk reaction that people had last year? Or do you think it'll be a softer reaction?
Much softer.
I think so too.
Much softer. I think there's a little bit of panic that now that we have the no-fly zone approved by the Arab League and the United Nations, I think the Libyan thing will cool down quickly and it will be over like a tempest in a teapot. And I even think and almost predict that we'll have a little bit of a glut, because any time you see a spike in oil prices, you'll find the producers all over the world and even up in our oil patch, rushing oil to market to get the higher price.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That results in a temporary glut.
Okay.
Do you think
volatility?
Do you think we'll see some drop in price then with that glut, or do you think we'll just see a glut but the price will remain high?
I don't know. We'll see a reduction in price. I wouldn't want to predict how much or when, because there could be some other things that blow up in the Middle East.
That's true.
We know from watching the news.
Right.
That's the part we don't know about.
Saudi Arabia.
Mm. Yeah, they're really kind of trying to keep it quiet over there, though. They've forbidden anyone to protest. I thought that was interesting.
Yes.
My prediction is as
you see it work.
Yeah. My prediction is as usual, the summer will keep the gas prices high, and when school starts again and fall comes in, everything will kind of settle back down just a bit. But I think
you're right on.
Yeah, but I still see that we're going to hover around 4 for the premium unleaded in Texas. For the rest of the year.
And I think it's above 4 if you get to California right now, and certainly in Alaska and Hawaii it is.
But I don't think they're listening to our radio show out there.
They could be listening.
Well, in Las Vegas, I've paid four for premium out here.
Good grief.
Yeah. Dave, we really appreciate you joining us. Now, we know that your report is the Ruggles Report. How can people reach the Ruggles Report?
You know, I should have a quick answer for that, shouldn't I?
If they want to read you.
Call Jeff Cook.
Okay. Actually,
I don't think I'd give out his phone number.
No. You know what I can do, though? I put the Ruggles Report on our Facebook and our Twitter page. So if you go to autoflex.com and then click on the Facebook or the Twitter icon, you'll be able to get the Ruggles Report. If you'll have to look down the list of all the news stories. But we did include the Ruggles Report in that. So people could get on there, get it that way, and then subscribe.
Hey, that's great.
All right.
Excellent. All right, Dave Ruggles, have an excellent weekend.
All righty, guys. Have a great one yourself.
Thanks for joining us, Dave.
There he goes, Dave Ruggles. Now, I want to get into this story out of Ohio because I actually saw this in the paper, and then today, whenever I realized we were going to talk about it, I got excited.
Well,
not because...
Which part excited you, Sybil?
Not because of the topic at hand, just because I like scandal. And
well...
There's an Ohio car dealer who's in big hot water.
I think this qualifies as a scandal because dealer Tom Ganley was indicted on sex charges, and he wasn't just indicted. And this is out of Cayuga County, which is where Cleveland is. Tom Ganley owns 17 car dealerships,
wow,
employs 1,000 people, and he has been indicted for sexual imposition, kidnapping, abduction, solicitation, and menacing by stalking.
He's 68 years old.
Yeah, and he ran for Congress last year.
Great.
So, do you think he's a billionaire if he owns 17 dealerships?
I think he's a millionaire at least.
Wow.
I can say that. So anyway, here's the problem. A 39-year-old woman who worked on his political campaign is the source of all these charges, and this is a grand jury indictment, so certainly he's not been found guilty. But he has been indicted on all of those things. Interestingly enough, his lawyer says that when confronted with these charges, he refused to write a check to buy silence based on his integrity. Now, I'm thinking it may have been better to write the check.
Yeah.
Integrity. He ran for Congress.
Yeah, well,
all this stuff just really doesn't add up.
Now, here's the thing. His son says that the company stands behind him 100%. And even though we don't believe these allegations are true, we will use this awful situation to reinforce our core values and make sure we treat everyone respectfully, our customers, our employees, and everyone we do business with. That's what his son said.
Well, let me tell you what he should have said. Dad, no means no.
Oh.
Okay, so if he's indicted on all these charges, is the one lady the victim in all the cases? I mean, was she the one who was kidnapped? And
according
she's the
to
one
the story.
Who he
according
menaced?
To the story we read, yes.
Who knows?
Wow.
There's more to find out, I suppose.
I know. I'm excited. But then you also have to look at the other side of it, which could be she's just trying
sides.
To get money.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
But he didn't write the check. I would think probably for ego reasons. Like, I'm going to get out of this one. I'm not going to try to pay anybody off.
Wow.
Interesting stuff. All right, so we'll keep you posted on Tom Ganley, owner of 17 car dealerships in Ohio, who is now indicted on sex charges. Coming up next, let's talk to Buffalo Bills tight end Sean Nelson. Stay tuned to the Saturday Morning Test Drive on 105.3 The Fan.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive. My motor's running after hearing this song. I haven't heard this song in ages. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your hosts David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, and me, Sybil Summers. 877-881-1053 is the phone number here, or you can fan text us at 43733. You can also call AutoFlex. What are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. Also, AutoFlex.com, where you can find all of our great pre-owned cars in one place.
And why should they call you?
Because we are the good guys.
That's everybody's favorite line.
Okay, I got to do this because I've forgotten about this. I got to give a shout out to my old friend Chuck Crozier, who listens to us online from El Paso.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck Crozier. I think Chuck, it's El Paso Chuck Motors, but Chuck is, we used to call him Chuckles Crozier. He's one of the funniest guys I've ever known. Also, our good friend Chris Perry, who was serving in Afghanistan, and Chris is now, I think, in Germany, but he listens online to 105.3.com or 105thefan.3 anyway.
105.3thefan.com.
Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying. Anyway, Chris.
Yay, Chris.
Yeah, Chris listens, and he's in Germany now, I believe.
Hey, Chris.
I wish I knew how to say hi in German.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Good day.
All right. Okay. So thanks, Chris and Chuck.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Yeah, for the morning.
Perfect.
So anyway, and we've got fan texts. I have a question for you guys this morning. I have a 556 score. All the negative things on my reporter schedule to fall out this year, seeing that most of them for 04 and 05. I've got about $10,000 negative on my current truck. Would it be worth it to wait until the negative items drop off my report before I get into a different car with a lower payment or better on gas?
Yes. Well, you'll probably need to because of your score. When the negative things fall off, your score will go up, and then you'll probably be able to get a better loan that will absorb some of that negative, but you're going to have cash at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take. You're going to need a little help on that credit. So, yeah, you need those things to fall off.
And
you
the
need
thing,
some cash.
And part of the thing he's going to have to overcome is the $10,000 in negative. And
right.
What Tammy's saying is it's easier to overcome that with a higher credit score. With a lower credit score, lenders are not going to be as willing to lend as much on a vehicle. They're going to want to lend less and have him pay a down payment maybe. Whereas if his credit score is better, they'll be willing to lend more, and it'll help him absorb some of that $10,000 that's left there.
It's a greater risk is the
exactly.
bottom line.
Yeah.
Somebody else texted in and said leasing makes no financial sense, and I would like to debate that or actually give you my side. It's not for everyone. Leasing is not for everyone. You can look at it this way. Buying a car is a very smart thing to do if you will keep it for a long time, and I'm talking 8 to 10 years, because you make this financial investment in a vehicle – and it depreciates at a very rapid pace. Not a bad thing to do. We all need transportation, especially down here in Texas, where our public transportation is somewhat weak compared to other places in the country.
Right.
But pay the vehicle off as fast as possible. Don't put it on a six-year loan. You know, if you're putting it on a six-year loan, then you're buying more car than you really can afford.
Or right? you should lease it. I mean, if you've got to get a payment that low.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Leasing is for someone, I believe, that wants to drive a newer vehicle every 3 to 5 years. 3 to 5 years. If you're going to trade your vehicle every 3 to 5 years, put it on a lease, because then your payment is lower. You save the difference in the cash. Don't lease just to get the lower payment. Lease so that you can take that extra money and put that money into something that builds value, like put it toward your mortgage. Put it into a savings account. Pay for your children's education. You know, pay off your credit cards.
If you have a business, if you own a business, or if you work for a business and you have to use your vehicle in that business and they don't pay for that usage, then you can get a great write-off. You know, there's a lot of people that own small businesses that don't realize they could be writing off their cars. Mm-hmm. And if they lease that car, it is a much, much better way to write it off.
Now, if you're buying a car, financing it for 5 years and trading it before it's paid off or as soon as you do pay it off, guess what? You're leasing. You're just paying the higher payment and taking all the risk of depreciation. When you lease, you have the opportunity to give the car back. Let's just say you're cruising down Central Expressway and somebody rams into you because they're texting while driving, not paying attention, and they crash into you. They do $8,000 worth of damage to your car, okay? And now you go get it fixed, but guess what? Diminished value. We've discussed this on the radio before, diminished value. You have to go after their insurance company to get that money back. And sometimes people don't do that. Many times people don't do that. So now your car has been wrecked before. You own it. And when you go to trade it in, well, it's been wrecked before. So now it's worth less money. Okay? If you leased that same car, guess what? You can give it back to the bank. And the bank owns the car that's worth less money. So there are benefits to leasing. It mm-hmm. just depends on whether or not your lifestyle, your budget, and your particular situation fits that. Don't just lease to get the lower payment, or if you just really want to get the maximum car for your money, that's another way to do it, is to lease your car. But you got to think about the long term. You can make a plan with the lease.
Right.
If your family's growing, you know, if you're planning to have children and you want to drive that minivan just for a little while but not forever, lease it. You know, that way you're not stuck in it forever. You don't have to get rid of it after you've you know, the kids have worn it out,
right,
so to speak. So there are benefits to leasing. And when clients call in, I have always advised them according to their needs. We sell cars, too. So we don't have a problem with selling you a car. Mm-hmm. We'll do both. And now that used car leasing has really come back big, that's another way to save money, people. So don't forget to ask about that when you call Autoflex Leasing.
That's right.
Somebody else asked about the difference between a Liberty and a Nitro. Well, the main difference there is going to be size and features and price.
Wait. Jeep Liberty, and then what's the Nitro?
Dodge.
That's a Dodge Nitro. Right. Is what kind of car is it, though? I'm not familiar with that. Is it a
SUV? It's another little kind of
SUV
crossover.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's just another option, mm-hmm, is the real difference. What I'd like to do is visit with them when I'm at the office so that I can look at black book values and so forth, because a lot of times your difference would be looking at resale value. If I'm giving people advice, not only on the features of the car, but you want to look at long-term, you know, financial planning, you want to look at the resale value of a vehicle too, and safety features. Okay, let's see. Somebody else has texted in. I've never leased, though I should have considered it. I've had 13 cars since 1998. Perfect. So they listen to what I just said. They're trading cars pretty often, mm-hmm, if you're doing that. Now, if you are trading cars every year, no, leasing doesn't really work because nobody does a one-year lease. You need to be looking at 3 to 5 years. There are some two-year leases, but those are cost prohibitive for most people because the depreciation on a new car happens as soon as it goes from new to used. And so that really drops quite a bit in the first year. And it takes about 3 years to level out. But if you do want to trade cars every couple of years, look at the pre-owned leasing. That's a good way to go.
Which is a very smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely, we do high-line cars. That will save you a ton of money. So if you want that Lexus or Mercedes
pre-owned car lease,
look at a pre-owned car lease.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because you can get a 1 or 2 year old car and have a payment that's less than half of what the payment on a brand new one would be.
And boy, we get some nice trades, and we take our own clients out early. And since we have been trading, we mentioned this last week too, those Honda Pilots. That's another way to go if you need an SUV.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them.
You can lease it well, but they won't last.
No, they don't.
We can lease a late model Honda Pilot to you for a lot less than you can get a brand new one. So that's another option.
Those are nice cars, too. They have a lot of amenities. It's like being in a luxury vehicle, but with the economy of a Honda.
Exactly. And that drives. Exactly. It, mm-hmm, is the economy of a Honda. They drive so smoothly. They're safe. They're reliable. Mm-hmm. You just can't lose.
Mm-hmm. Got another fan text here. I'm getting a 2011 Audi A5. What do I need to know?
Well, I think you drive the
check
car in warranty.
Insurance.
Yeah. You drive your car in warranty. You drive
only
the car in warranty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to keep the car out of warranty, or you want to make sure that you have an extended warranty on that car. And that would go for almost any luxury sedan, German luxury sedan.
Especially German cars.
Yeah, because they cost a ton to fix if you have something break on them. So drive the car in warranty. Keep it while it's in warranty. Before it goes out of warranty, get an extended warranty, and then it's a great car.
But that Audi A5 is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It's a hot car.
Yeah. And this is what you need to know. If you have to go out of town for a week or two and you're worried about the car getting lonely, you can call me. I'll drive it for you. I'll keep the engine warm. I don't text while driving. I don't speed, really. You know, I could take care of it for you. That's what you need to know.
That's funny.
So, did you want to go on with your next?
Well, we can. I think it's two stories that are sort of interesting. One, this last week, a U.S. House panel rejected measures backing the EPA findings on climate. So basically, the Energy Committee of the United States House voted 31-20 against the findings of the EPA that said that humans are responsible for climate change. Now, it used to be global warming, but since it's sort of getting cooler outside, now it's climate change. Mm-hmm. So the House committee voted against the EPA's finding that humans were responsible for climate change. And then on the heels of that, the EPA has now okayed 15% ethanol addition to gasoline. So, and it's only for 2007 cars or greater. So basically, the ethanol lobby won, even though everyone knows that the wrong thing to do probably is to derive ethanol from corn, which drives up all our food prices, drives up the price of almost everything. You can derive ethanol from a number of different things, biodegrade it. You can make it from sugar cane, which is what they do in Brazil, and it's widely used in Brazil. But we're not doing that. We're supporting the corn lobby with ours, which is making everything more expensive. So basically, the corn lobby won, and we're sort of confused.
How many of those senators and congressmen have corn farms?
Well, you know, it's if everybody
Does that
you
sound
know,
right, corn farms.
If you want a really corn farms, if you want a really well balanced understanding of why we are where we are with our oil prices and with oil, there's a lady named Ann Coren. And she gave a speech at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference, and she is not pro-ethanol, and she's not pro-oil. She's really, really smart. And you can look this up on YouTube, A-N-N-K-O-R-I-N, Ann Coren, at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference, and listen to her. It's about a 21-minute speech, and she'll tell you exactly why we are where we are, and she is very, very smart.
Well, this is her opinion, but it's pretty smart.
Yeah, she's not not a Republican, and she's not a Democrat. She is
an independent?
She is a think tank lady.
Okay.
And she has studied for years, and she knows how the Arabs and OPEC and the ethanol backers in America all work together to sort of maintain the status quo. It's very, very interesting when you hear about it. And the main problem that she, and it's true, the Texas senators, they like oil. The Iowa senators, they like ethanol. Everybody's got a dog in the fight. And
right.
So all of those guys are up there trying to protect their phony baloney jobs and make sure they get reelected. And they get a lot of money.
So the bottom line is we really do have to call in and voice our opinion and vote and, you know, raise Cain.
Vote your wallet.
Vote your wallet.
Vote your wallet.
Okay.
Works every time.
Here's somebody just texted in. My wife just got a 2010 Mini Cooper. Anything I should know? Have you checked her Facebook account? No, I'm just teasing. That's an awesome car, actually. This is what you should know. That was a smart choice. That car has been and remains as one of the top vehicles to hold its resale value in the market today.
Yeah, it maintains more resale value than any other vehicle.
Really?
Yep, yes, it does.
Fun to drive, great fuel economy.
And part of it comes from the fact that they're very inexpensive going in, and they're a really cool car.
Mm-hmm. And they have very unique style.
Have you guys driven the Mini Countryman yet?
No.
No.
No, I haven't. Or the Clubman. I've driven the Cooper, but I haven't driven any of their other models.
I didn't even know there were three.
Yeah.
All right.
And then there were three.
We got to take a quick break here, but stay tuned. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, and me, Sybil Summers. 877-881-1053 is the phone number here, or you can fan text us at 43733, or if you're in the market for a new car or a certified pre-owned vehicle, you can call Autoflex, and what are those phone numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. Now, we do have some texts coming in, and one of them is, can you repeat the info for the YouTube video for the lady talking about oil? And again, that's going to be Ann Coren, K-O-R-I-N, Ann Coren, at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference.
So I guess if you put a search in for Ann Coren on YouTube, you can find her.
Or if you search her on Google, you'll find her also.
And do you have that link on our website?
I do.
Or on Facebook?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And
so
she's the one
autoflex.com.
Who gives information, and it's unbiased information.
It's unbiased information, and it's very, very astute, to say the least. She's really, really a smart lady.
All right, then. So go check that out.
And I'd like to apologize to everyone listening right now. We are doing our best to get Sean on the phone, or have been. Sean Nelson of the Buffalo Bills. Talked to Sean yesterday. Told him we were going to do the interview. Asked him if there's anything he wanted to talk about in particular. We kicked some stuff around. Not sure why he's not on the phone right now, but he's not. So
it's Saturday morning.
It is.
He's probably young and single.
Well, he is in fact young and single, and
I remember how I was.
Alicia
when I was
Keys
young.
is his dream girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we talked about that. Mm. So anyway, interesting story out of Detroit. The Detroit News published a story. The written story was by Scott Burgess on the Chrysler 200. A review of it this last week, and the review was very damning. He saw the car as being not much improvement, if any, over the Chrysler products that people have learned weren't real great. And then when the story hit the network, I mean the internet, it had been changed. The review was not as critical. It had been softened a great deal, and it was a direct result of Chrysler contacting the Detroit News. It's not good. And now they're sort of caught. And at first, they tried to say, well, it was, it was just a mistake because there were two different articles written and published independently. And finally, they came out and said, well, it looks like we didn't handle this very well.
Mm.
And you could say that.
Yeah, especially.
Yeah, they made several changes to the online review, is what they said.
Well, I think that 200 just really replaces the Sebring, and it wasn't, I'm sorry, that impressive of a vehicle the first go-round. The 300 was a fabulous car, is a fabulous car, but... Mm-hmm.
Which is the one that Eminem did the Super Bowl commercial for, the 2-minute?
The 200.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And basically, the Detroit News said that they had improved the story by editorially changing it. That was their first take on it. Unfortunately, Scott Burgess resigned over this deal.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't win them all. And sometimes that's, you know what, when you don't win, that's an area for improvement, and start concentrating on that area instead of trying to change everybody else. Change your car.
Now I bet he's wishing he had just stuck to his guns, though, and not changed the article at all.
Exactly.
Okay, Fantexter, I listened to you last week about getting rid of my H3 and getting a Taurus, and you told me how great the Taurus was. You were right again. Seriously, bang for the buck. Thanks for looking out for us, DFW Motorist. Thanks for looking out for us, DFW Motorist. I listen to you every Saturday morning on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Yay.
So that's great.
Excellent.
Ethanol gasoline has caused me to replace gaskets and internal parts in two different lawnmowers over the last 2 years.
Yeah, ethanol gasoline will not run in a two-cylinder engine. It will damage lawnmowers. It'll damage weed eaters, gas weed eaters, chainsaws. Any two-cylinder engine that you run in, you cannot run ethanol
on. Well, how do you... I thought all gas had some in it now.
No, you can still buy ethanol-free gas. You just have to look for it.
Okay.
Certain places have it, but it will absolutely tear up a two-cylinder engine.
Here's one. How do I switch from owning a car to leasing my car? I currently owe $10,000 on my car. Well, this is a simple fix. All you have to do is call Autoflex Leasing. But really, it's really easy. Somebody actually called me the other day and said, well, what do I do, you know, with my old car? You can trade it in with us just like any traditional trade in to buy the next car transaction. We do everything that a normal car dealership does, and actually more, because we try to help you think outside the box and make a plan, you know, and we do all makes and models. So you can bring your car in, you can fill out a Black Book online appraisal, and we can start doing everything over the phone. We'll make it as simple as possible.
Yeah, in fact, the Black Book online thing is really cool. If you go to autoflex.com and click on What's My Car Worth, you can get a real Black Book appraisal on your car, and it doesn't take very long. You have to put in some information on the car, and then we have it set up with Black Book that you'll get a Black Book appraisal on your car. That way you can sort of figure out if you owe more or less and what your car is worth.
Ooh, and we're totally revamping our website, so keep visiting, because it is going to be so ultra cool.
We've got a brand new website under construction right now. Worked on it yesterday afternoon.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Excited. And eventually we're going to have our newsletter posted on there, which is going to have even more cool stuff and tips from individual people at Autoflex, and might even have some cool recipes.
Wow.
For food, not even related to cars. How about that?
Tailgating food.
But, you know, we always talk about the fact that we bring more information to you besides just cars, because we're really looking out for our consumers, and we have resources to get things fixed, like small dents and cracks and chips in the windshield and interior upholstery stains and damage and things like that. And we'll share all those resources with you online so you can use some of the people that we know and trust, and then you can take advantage of those same people.
Mm-hmm.
Not take advantage of them, but use those same resources.
Right.
Okay, here's a story out of Louisiana. General Motors is idling their pickup truck production plant there. They're shutting it down right now because of parts shortages due to the earthquake and tsunami. So this is the first domestic vehicle plant we have seen shut down because of the earthquake. They make the Chevrolet Colorado and the GMC Canyon pickup trucks there. And they will resume production as soon as possible. But at this point, They don't know when that will be.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yikes.
So right there, there's already some parts.
Yeah. You're going to see more. I mean, I can't tell how broad it's going to be. And everything, I was on an email string with a lot of Dave Ruggles kind of people,
mm-hmm.
and really smart people. And they say the redundancies that are built into the Japanese system are going to make them recover quickly. But we will see some results.
So somebody else can fill in while these people are recovering. Somebody else will be able to provide those services that are being, you know, fixed.
Gotcha.
And finally, the story that Sybil sent me this week. Police say driver was doing heroin when car hit power pole.
Uh-oh.
And this was in Atlanta.
Wow.
Evidently, this gentleman had purchased some heroin and was administering it to himself.
And that would take two hands.
It would.
If you think about it.
He lost control of his car, and folks, you'll have to go to autoflex.com and click on the Twitter or the Facebook feed, but
the picture
is worth it because his car is standing on its nose. Its rear is way up in the air because he slid backwards up one of those guy wires to a power pole.
So the car was on heroin too, clearly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's straight through the guy's veins into the gas.
They had to break out the back window and remove him from the back window of the car, which means he was probably thrown into the back seat, I would guess. And he was unconscious when they removed him from the car. But now they took him to the hospital, and guess what they did? A drug test.
Yeah.
So he's now been arrested for possession of heroin and dangerous driving.
How
about
boy.
That?
Dangerous driving.
Well, we can add that on the list of things to do.
I'd say that's distracted driving.
Not do while you're driving.
No injecting while driving.
Right.
No texting or injecting.
There you go.
While driving.
All right, that about wraps up the Saturday morning test drive. Don't forget, you can always visit autoflex.com or call 817 or 972-234-1234. Thanks to Waddle on our board, Jansen on our phones. Coming up next, it's TMS Total Access.
And come back next week.
Yes, come back next week, 9 a.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan. For David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard, my name is Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Yes, I'm